But all of these things, all of these dreams, all of these ideas come with a sacrifice. And to have your personal freedom, to buy your freedom, that will come with a sacrifice that you need to know that you have to spend a couple of years sacrificing things in order to invest time into something that can grow. That's actually exhausting. Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome back to the podcast. So another single episode. Thought it'd be fun. I don't usually do this, but I think maybe I'll have some more single episodes, like some solo episodes of just me and myself and I, and talking about things that interest me, talking about things that I have in my mind, and. If you have any requests about anything that you want me to talk about, then please go ahead and send it to me on Instagram at thehumanchris. So let's get it in. I just eat my words up, man. Like, I don't know what's up with that. I've noticed this around my family, says this a lot, and my friends have said this quite a bit. But apparently, I speak fast, and I don't notice it, but when they say it, I do notice it. And when I eat my words, like when I do that thing, like that means I'm eating my words up and I'm speaking way too fast. And I guess the reason for it is because there's a lot of thoughts going through my head and there's a lot of like flow of things. I just want to get it all out, like before I miss something. I guess it's a little bit ridiculous, but anyway. I don't know. If you have any feedback, message me. Let me know. Do I speak too fast? Send me a DM on Instagram. I'm freaking curious because I don't know. I've heard it a lot from my family and my friends. It's gotten better over time. But yeah, speaking fast. Not the most. I guess it's not really a bad thing, but I think when you're explaining things to people, you want to kind of go slow. So maybe for this podcast, we'll take the tempo down just a notch. You know what I'm saying? That's lovely. That's very, very lovely. In this podcast today, ladies and gentlemen, I've had something that I want to talk about, which is I'll put the title when probably this has been the title of the podcast that you've clicked on, which is how to buy your freedom. And I am slowly on my way to making that happen. Although you never have life really figured out. People think that, you know, when they get advice from parents or older people, you know, they have life figured out. Sure. Older people, parents, elders have been through a lot more than you. And I guess when I say you, I mean my homies. All you listening to this, so I would put you between 20 and 30 years old, maybe even older, maybe even younger, actually. But in my opinion, you're around that age. I've been interested in this for a long time, like how to buy your freedom. And I think a lot of us do want freedom in one form or another. Maybe you have the idea of freedom being just like you running on a beach, having margaritas every single day. I don't know if it's going to include flying private jets and going to Dubai. Like, I don't know how ridiculous your idea of freedom is. Mine is simple, but also, complicated. I mean, it's I think there's a lot of details to it, but the basic idea that I would like to have from freedom is to have a financial freedom, which means that I can make enough money to have enough time to myself, so that I can continue doing the things that I actually like and enjoy doing, like hobbies, like this podcast, like personal photo and video projects that actually have a meaning and are providing value to the world in one way or another. And I wanted to talk briefly about today about the topic of buying your freedom. I don't know, like, once again, I don't know what your idea of freedom is. Maybe it's just to have a job that makes you happy. Maybe it's to have family and kids that will make you happy, and you would feel a lot more free that way, because then you can provide for them. But the idea that I've had for a long time, and it's really what I believe in, is this. So I've talked to this actually about to all of my close friends and just people that I meet around, and let me move this, because when I did that beginning, the intro of the podcast, I actually like spilled quite a bit of water, so I'm just like wiping that up. Wipe it. Okay. So the idea that I've had for quite some time is that, you know, and I've heard this from people like Simon Sinek, who is a writer of the book Start With Why, is that we as humans have, you know, work in general is such a huge percentage of our lives. We have our free time in our day, we have sleep, and we have work, right? And then we have food and whatever else you want to maybe put in there, family time or friends time or leisure entertainment, like, you know, but we'll split it for the simple measurement of math, whatever you want to call it, into three segments. So sleep, work, and free time. And so we spend a huge, huge amount of our lives working to make money to actually be able to live. And so I do think that finding a work, finding a passion, finding something that you really enjoy and really thinking and really putting some thought into how to make a business out of it or how to have some financial security from it. I've been just thinking how to turn something like that you like into a business or a passion or a hobby, or something that you will provide you with a little bit of money on the side. And it's something that I've been able to do for myself for the past couple of years. And I do have actually an episode on this podcast. So I think it might be episode number 7 or 8, and it's called How to Find and Do What You Love. And in that episode, I went into details of, just give me a second, I'm kind of looking through it. Yeah, it's episode number 8. Yeah, and so in that episode, I talked about how I found the thing that I love doing in life and how my method might work for you as well. So you can go into that podcast episode for more details. So that's episode number 8 of the Hero's Quest podcast. But here, what I wanted to do is kind of like how, you know, go back to the title of this podcast, is how to buy your freedom. Someone's ringing on the bell. I wonder who that is. I can't open it because I'm making this podcast. You guys are incredibly important to me, so I will not stop this podcast. So how do you buy your freedom, in my opinion? In my opinion, it would be the best version of how to buy your freedom is to actually find a job that you like and love doing, because then you can have the time that you work. Hello? I don't know what's happening. Give me a second. Is there anybody at the window? Wait, hold up. I'm sorry, guys. I have to interrupt this episode because I think someone's ringing and we have to open the door for them. This is a normal lifestyle thingy. Give me a second. Let's see. I see a bicycle. These are the wild and live and wild streets of Berlin. I actually live in a quiet neighborhood, so yeah. Sunny weather. It's actually very nice outside, guys. All right. My apologies for interrupting this this dialogue. We're trying to plan to the window, and okay, we're back. So, how to buy your freedom, in my opinion, is really to find something that you like and enjoy doing, and by being good at it, eventually to start making money out of it. And there must be a purpose deeper within you of, you know, why do you enjoy doing this? There must be like a reason why you enjoy doing this, and maybe something even deeper of like what you can provide to others with this skill. And so eventually it would be, the idea would be to actually find a regular job, whatever that is, either that's a barista, either that's cleaning or anything, and then spend and sacrifice all of your free time to actually get better at your hobby, at the thing you'd like and enjoy doing. And then slowly build something with it. I don't think it's that complicated. I mean, I think what's more complicated is the discipline, first of all. Yes, for sure. 100% discipline is actually really hard to you know, get down and get consistent. But I think what's even harder, and for a lot of people, and I recently talked about this with someone, is to find that thing that you actually love and enjoy doing, and that you have a passion for. And it might sound cheesy nowadays, because these words are very oftenly used, but I'm going to keep using them until I find some other words. How to actually find that thing, because a lot of people struggle with it. You know, they have a lot of different things that like they like and enjoy, but it's not really their passion. And I'll be honest, it's not easy. It's not easy. I'm very lucky to have found that thing. I'm also very lucky to have the parents that I have, and to have enabled me to have that freedom to, sure, they were very, I wouldn't say they were very strict, but they wanted me to have good grades in school, just decent grades. But I'm really thankful for the parents that I have, and that they've enabled me to kind of have freedom to do my own thing. Even though we're not rich family, we're just a decent a family with decent economy. I'll be honest, probably even under middle class, I would say, but you know, around middle class, whatever that means. I don't know really what these terms mean. But, you know, a lot I've just done by myself. And like, even like now that I moved to Berlin, that I've been here 2 years, I've barely asked any of my parents to give me money for anything. You know, in the beginning of this year, I started with literally like €100. Like, that's all I had. And that was probably even 90 or 80 euro. I started with very little money this year because I went to Cyprus in last winter, which is what I'm going to do this winter as well. So holla, homies, come back to Cyprus, come back into the hood. Fucking, I'm so hyped about that. I can't even. And I made a couple of vlogs from last year. So if you feel like, you know, check them out, you know, go for it. YouTube at the Human Cruise. Let go. Actually, I'm pretty proud of them. They're pretty good episodes. But yeah, I started the beginning of this year with €100. I don't know. I've never had that little much in my life, that little money in my life. And I didn't ask my parents to give me money, because, you know, I even talked with my mom about this, and she feels the same way. When she was in her 20s, she wanted to feel independent about things. So she didn't ask her mom about money or anything like that. And I kind of have that in me. I just, like, I feel so, not guilty, but I just feel shy to ask my parents for money about things now that I live, like not by myself. I do live with roommates, but being independent about things. And so, yeah, I do feel shy to ask about them about things, but about money. And sure, they've been very generous to make me a couple of nice presents here, like some shoes and a jacket for winter and stuff like that, that I would just not spend money on. But that's where also my advantage has been for a lot of things. I've known, I'm still not perfect at it, but I know how to save up money and how to have good economics for myself. Sometimes, you know, especially in your 20s, sometimes you just have to kind of eat. God, I'm so sorry, guys. I completely knocked you out there. I might just cut that out because that was pretty damn loud. So I'm sorry if the voice cut out there. My microphone fell. I just kind of hit it. But back to the topic. God, I forgot what I was talking about. No. All right, I'm going to back up a little bit because I forgot what I was talking about. God, this is so bad. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. Oh, my parents would be very generous to buy me just a couple little things like some shoes and a jacket for the winter that I wouldn't. That's again where my advantage came with saving up money. You know, sometimes you just have to eat I would call it shitty food, but I wouldn't call it shitty food at the same time. So, like pasta, like just buy some bread and put some bread. I don't know why I said that, and put some hummus on it, get some carrots. Like there's a lot of little things that you can do, and you have to cut out on, for example, eating outside or buying stuff that you don't really need, and everything that you have, all the money that you make to invest back into, you know, the popular term is to invest back into your business. All the money or as much as you can that you already make, you invest back into the business so you can grow it. So you feed the business, not the business feeds you. And it's something that I heard recently from Gary Vaynerchuk, who's a very inspiring guy. And it makes sense. You just invest money and time back into the business if you really want it to grow. And I do believe that's how eventually you would buy your freedom. I know, for example, right now that I am working for a photo video agency / production company. And I know on the side, as much as free time that I find, I try to do my own personal stuff, which is like this podcast, which is Instagram photos, which is TikTok videos. If I can, I'll start doing vlogs at some point. But yeah, it's kind of a sacrifice of time to not go out and party with friends and spend money and buying a doona or kebab outside and you know, fries and drinks and stuff all the time, and spend your money investing back into the business. So my example would be, of course, buying better camera equipment, and you know, the money that I would make, I would, you know, most of it spending back and put it into the business so the business can keep on growing and the business can keep on making more money. And you know, sure, eventually there are difficulties with clients and stuff when like at the moment I'm kind of facing this, I'm in this phase where I am not doing enough personal projects and TikTok has been actually making up for it. But I know eventually that I would like to do fully independent projects, but that's in the future. Right now I need to stay in this company. And I know that I need to, but it's about like having patience, and it's about like not rushing things with like, oh, okay, I know enough. Like right now I can just like quit this job and just leave Berlin and travel the world and fucking make videos for people. Like I probably could do that at some point, and I will do something crazy at some point. Crazy, that's, you know, in relative terms, that's subjective. but I feel like right now I need to stay and still learn more. And I think with a lot of these things, what's really important is to know what you're good at, know what you're not good at, and slowly building up on your weaknesses and your strengths. And I would say it's good to do both. It's good to find a good balance between both. I would say probably what would be best to do is that you build on your strengths and slowly solve your weaknesses. But that's just like a little thing. I don't want to get away from the main topic, which is how to buy your freedom. I know I haven't bought my freedom for sure yet. This is not any live guru message, life advice, motivation, YouTube video with dramatic music. This is just my perspective on things and how I think just I think that you should approach things. And my methods or my ideas might change in a couple of years, and they sure will, and they will get more and more mature. But this is coming just from someone's, from a person's perspective who, so yeah, to give you the little presentation, the little PowerPoint, I went to school until I was 18. I said, fuck school. I'm not going to continue back to mainstream education because I hated everything. I mean, 90% of school, I disliked it. I loved seeing my friends and I loved having classes where I can listen to music and draw. And be creative, but I hated everything else. I was just boring that I had to actually do homework around things that I didn't really even enjoy. And I said, okay, I'm just going to finish school and then I'm going to do my own thing, which is, you know, I kind of knew at that point that I really like doing photos and videos, which is I've been doing that since I was a kid. Just having fun with it really since I was a kid. And yeah, I said, fuck mainstream education. I'm not going back. I'm not spending money. I'm not wasting any time. I'm going to learn everything that I have to know by myself. And of course, that comes with a price. That comes with a price of learning how to be independent, learning how to mature up, how to be more confident with yourself and have discipline around things and face the real raw world. It comes with that sacrifice, but all of these things, all of these dreams, all of these ideas come with a sacrifice, and to have your personal freedom, to buy your freedom, that will come with a sacrifice that you need to know that you have to spend a couple of years sacrificing things in order to invest time into something that can grow, which is what I'm trying to do. And so I said, you know, I've repeated a couple of times, and this would be probably something that you'll hear me talk about in the future, as it is my story, and you know, it's I'm proud of it. I'm proud of how far it's been and how far it's gone. I mean, I'm proud of what I've done, and I know that I still have a long way to go. But so I did that. I graduated high school. I stayed in Cyprus for 2 years and I just worked anything, barista, water parks, whatever. And saved up money and did some research because Cyprus is a small place and there's not a lot of opportunities for creative fields. Like, for example, if you want to do anything to make some money in photography and video making, you probably go to weddings and christenings and stuff like of that sort, which is really not my thing. Eventually I will get into it just to learn, but it's really not my thing. I really wanted to have some different concepts and different formats of photos and videos. So coffee and food. And I just wanted to experiment with all of these different things, which I'm slowly getting to do more and more. And yeah, saved up money for 2 years working whatever job that I had that I can. And then all of my free time I spent on learning how to edit photos, how to get better at it, how to make videos. I actually knew how to do all of that. I just spent it doing it more and more in all of my free time. And Cyprus was a place in opportunities, was not a place of opportunities. And I knew I had to sacrifice moving away from my friends and family to really pursue something that's not crazy. It's really not that crazy. It's just there's fear involved because it's different from what everyone and all of your friends are doing. And it was different because all of my friends were doing is they were going to college/university. And I knew that that was a fuck no for me. I mean, it really depends what you want to do. If you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a firefighter and stuff like that, you know, I guess it you have to go to school. You know, that's not on me to say that, like, if you want to be a lawyer, don't go to fucking school. I'm just saying that I think that the system is changing around things and I've had the courage to actually do something different than the ordinary. And so I would just advise you to do your research and think critically before you were to go and spend money and time into going to university and college. And I wouldn't say that I have the right answer for you. I'm just trying to describe my story really and what's worked for me. That's pretty much it. I'm still building like whatever it is. I don't have the clearest vision, but I do have a path and I mean, and not a path, but I have a guide. When I say a guide, I don't mean I have like an actual person, like a guide. I'm following my intuition about things, and maybe sound cheesy, but I'm just kind of following my heart and kind of knowing where what I suck at. Gary Vaynerchuk talks a lot about this, which is self-awareness. It's to know what you're good at, know where you're bad at, know where you stand, and stuff like that. Just knowing yourself. And I've realized actually recently how meditation has helped me more and more. I've been meditating, I think, now for like 5 years, like every single day, which is fucking crazy to say, 4 or 5 years every single day. And I've realized actually the benefits of it, you know. It's things like to be more aware of myself, to be more aware of my feelings and emotions around things and situations and stuff that happens, life basically. And handle it more maturely, in a very healthy way, I would say. And it's been really good. I can draw better map or better navigation for me to navigate my life. It's been really interesting to have that insight actually. So I would suggest definitely for anyone that's interested, and it's helped me a lot, a little meditation habit. It's actually fantastic. I know it's been on a rise in the last couple of years. Meditation apps and all kinds of funky stuff, you know. I'm not really interested into any of that, like any kinds of meditation that I've tried some of them for a little bit. Now I'm just really, what I do is really I just sit down for 20 minutes and I just am aware of where my mind goes, what things are popping up. I'm kind of just trying to quiet it, you know, let everything flow, but also not get attached to anything. I believe I might have an episode about meditating as well on this podcast. So if you feel so awesome, please go and check that out. That would mean a lot. That's episode 4 is how I meditate, how it's helped me and where to start. So episode 4 for that. And yeah, guys, it's I don't think it's really complicated. I think the most complicated thing is really to find something that you love and enjoy doing in life that you can turn into a career, especially for a lot of young people. I think for older people over 30, over 35, I would say probably like over 40s, over 40 years old is when it probably gets a little bit more difficult. Not impossible, you know. I haven't lived through my 40s, so I can't tell you. But what I can tell you this for sure is that like I am very aware of myself and self-aware that with a lot of people and just like my life has evolved actually really fast around responsibility and how I handle situations and matureness. And this is not coming from like, you know, I'm mature and I can like be responsible for everything. No. I'm still a 20-year-old guy. Like, remember that. Like, I still remind myself that. But I know for sure that like if I were sure to a party or if I were to like do something like that, I know that I am in my head kind of in my 30s. Like, I don't go to parties and stay until late. I'm probably the first one on the couch to like slowly pass out and just get tired and slowly start going home. I don't fucking stay until sunrise. That's not even a thing anymore. If I were to stay until sunrise, that would be to see the sunrise and not even drunk, but just to go somewhere to photograph it, or to wake up for sunrise. That's even better. I'd be probably the guy who just goes home even earlier to wake up for the sunrise because he has a good spot in mind to go and photograph it or something. And just talks to people at parties about meaningful things, about life, about what they're up to, what they're doing. And yeah, my life is actually really, really involved around these kind of things. And I really love it. Sometimes it gets a little bit too much, but it's kind of like what I've chosen. And I really, really like it. There's a real purpose and meaning and value in it, not just for me, but for other people. And so I couldn't be happier, but that's come with bad experiences in life, with like having too much trust in friends around things, with being vulnerable, with being, you know, I'm vulnerable, and I'm not saying vulnerability is a bad thing, but it's kind of not letting people use you, type of vulnerability that I mean. And I think all of these things you know, you're probably like asking yourself, like, why is he mentioning all that stuff? What does that have to do with like buying your freedom? And mindset and these things plays such a huge role. And I'm not saying that you have to fucking like decide to just quit school and pursue something like pursue YouTube or whatever. I'm saying experiment and try things and see what works and what doesn't work. And do your research. We have this fucking thing called the internet, and it's incredible for an incredible source of information. For a lot of things, there's all kinds of people that they share their experiences with their lives and what they've done, that you can learn a lot from, which is how I've done a lot of education to myself. I do believe the future of education is a lot of, online education. And we've seen that evolve over the last couple of years. And so I do think also a huge part of like how to buy your freedom is just educating yourself properly, like learning, how do you build this kind of a life? You know, I can only share with you my story, and I can share with you my ideas about things and how far I've gotten. I'm just still 20. I don't fucking have shit figured out. I don't have a family or anything like that. Life is going to change in a couple of years. Next year, life is going to change. In a couple of months, life is going to change. But I'm slowly getting to a point where I'm able to go full time, do photos and videos, which is actually pretty incredible. Just talking about it, and sure, a year after that, I'm gonna want something different. So probably still with photos and videos, but more way move from corporate / you know, just anything to make money out of to okay, well, how do we just work with clients that really have a good message and a good intent towards the world and really want to provide a healthy value to people? Because right now I'm just learning about the business of things, and I have to kind of like just make and do anything to make money out of it. You know, it's you kind of have to sacrifice a little bit to have a greater impact for the whole. And I'm gonna kind of wrap it up with the episode there. It's simple, but it's also not, you know. I think the hardest part is to really find something like I said a couple of times, something that you love, enjoy doing, and how to turn that into a business, into something that's profitable, and really not lose the passion for it by doing that, because that's also, I think, incredibly hard. Check episode 4 and 8 for the meditation, how I do it or where to start, and whatever else. That's episode number 4, and episode number 8 is, how to find and do what you love, which is where I go into like how to really find something that you enjoy doing in life and how you can slowly maybe turn that into a career or profession. And I'm not an expert in this, guys. This is really just my opinion about things, and I think it matters because I've had success with it. I'm pretty confident with I mean, it's really not complicated, but it is at the same time. It's that having things like discipline, you know, being disciplined to maybe wake up earlier in the morning before work and then editing some photos or playing the guitar for a little bit or reading a book and not opening your phone in the morning for like an hour until you meditate for some time. You know, I mentioned earlier in the example, like 20 minutes, but you know, the ideal thing would be just start at like 5-10 minutes of just like having 5-10 minutes in the morning to yourself is a beautiful thing. There's so much social media and things going around that it's cluttering our mind. And I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of it as well. I try to consume a lot of things and educate myself a lot about a lot of things, but we also, in my opinion, we need that empty space in our heads that will allow for creativity and thoughts and new ideas. That's my brief opinion on this topic, guys, on how to buy your freedom. I think for sure it's gonna, you know, the end result or the best case scenario would be to find something that you love and enjoy doing and make a living out of it. So then anytime that you have, either that's free time or working time, you can enjoy it and then eventually buy your freedom like that. Those are my thoughts on it. I just really wanted to share it with you. It's something that I had on my mind this last week. And I hope that you got something out of this podcast. I don't think it was super, super informative about things. But I do think that I gave you a basic perspective of of how I think about things. And if you've listened to other episodes or know me actually in person, do know how I think about things. But it's been fun. It's been fun. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm going to make another... I don't know what I'm doing now. I was trying to do maybe a drum roll or something. A quick call to action. If you really enjoyed this podcast, please follow it or subscribe it. That would mean a lot to me, especially if you're a person who has been listening to this podcast and you've been returning to it and you've been really enjoying it. If you leave a follow or subscribe, that would mean so much to me. And what would mean even more is if you were to leave a review for the podcast. Again, if you're someone that's been listening to it and really has been really enjoying it and got something out of it, either send me a message on Instagram at @thehumanchris, or leave me a review on Apple iTunes or Spotify. Take just 5 minutes and leave me something. I would really, really appreciate that. That would mean so much to me, guys. And yeah, if you watch TikTok, which I mentioned on one of the previous episodes, I have a TikTok again at @thehumanchris. Just do silly videos, but I guess I'm trying to learn about culture and how to hack it with my ideas and stuff. That's another topic for another conversation. But yeah, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you so much. I love you, and hope you're having a wonderful day. And that's it for me. Peace out and take care of yourself.